Now, earlier this week, the National Weather Service recorded the largest solar flare since 2017, and the storm temporarily disrupted the radio communications of some aircraft, and the effects might not be over yet. That storm could lead to quite a show for some people. A colorful display of the northern lights may appear in some sections of the country that normally don't get to see that spectacle. Joining us live now is Greg Redfern, a NASA Solar System Ambassador. Good evening, Greg. The question locally everyone wants to know is, are we going to be able to see the northern lights around here?
Well, John, if everybody is following WTOP weather, we know that we're going to be cloudy for the next day and a half, right? So any effect of being able to see the northern lights until the clouds clear is really not going to happen. But the good news is, currently, there is no alert for our area that indicates we would be able to see northern lights tonight. Now, our listeners may not know this, but we have Earth weather, like what's coming up tomorrow, but there's also space weather. And last Thursday, our star, the sun, had the strongest solar flare, which is an eruption of energy that comes out of the sun, since 2017. And traveling at the speed of light, John, that traveled the 8 minutes or 93 million miles to impact the Earth. And for 2 hours, radio communication from one part of the country to the other was affected, specifically aircraft, weather, and so forth. Pretty amazing effect.
Any other potential consequences of this type of geomagnetic storm that we should be worried about over the next few days?
Absolutely. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has the Space Weather Prediction Center, which I monitor constantly, and I get alerts if something were to develop, which I then, as WTOP space reporter, pass on to our listeners and readers. Currently, all is calm, but the sun is working towards what is known as a solar maximum for probably 2025. And this means that the sun is going to be more active. And don't give up hope, John, because we have seen aurora in Virginia 3 times this year. And I have photographed that. We put it up on WTOP. So if anything's coming down the space weather pike, we're going to make sure everybody knows about it.
All right. That is NASA Solar System Ambassador Greg Redfern. Thanks for coming on live with us here tonight at WTOP.